The reason the city keeps going, the reason we are open when some other places are shut down, is because of our focus on vaccination, because we use mandates and incentives. We got to double down, because one thing we can all agree, and I've talked to a lot of business leaders about this, COVID is bad for humans, it's bad for our health, but it's also bad for business. And if we want to avoid shutdowns, and I believe we must, we need more and more people vaccinated. So today, the mandate goes in effect for the entire private sector in New York City, all employers. This is how we get people vaccinated. And we've been engaging business leaders, a lot of questions and concerns, which we're working with them on, but also a lot of recognition that this works. And it's better that it's something universal for all. And we need to keep doubling down on vaccination to get out of the COVID era once and for all. There's a lot of prediction in the beginning, oh, this is going to be such a, you know, a disruption and businesses wouldn't be able to deal with it. And, you know, I hope people have experienced that businesses have adapted very, very smoothly to it. We did a lot of education. We did a policy of an inspector shows up, there's a problem, talk to the business, say, hey, here's the problem, let's correct this. Please confirm you can do that. And overwhelmingly, the businesses have done that. So in fact, with Key to NYC now over months, we had very few times we had to give a penalty. We will give a penalty if someone flatly refuses, but that's very rare. So our inspectors will be out there energetically, but with the goal, you know, educate and correct.
We seek to work with businesses and business owners so that everyone can come into compliance for the simple reason that vaccination is good for business. It helps us to keep our economy open and running, and it helps to keep employees and all New Yorkers healthy and out of the hospital.
The Omicron variant, as advertised, and more, the speed and intensity of it. Now, thank God so far we're seeing cases are, generally speaking, mild, but we are not letting down our guard one bit. And the key is always vaccination. We want to keep promoting vaccination, deepening vaccination every way. We announced the booster incentive back on Tuesday. I'm very happy to say New Yorkers are responding. Almost 180,000 New Yorkers have gotten that booster just since Tuesday. 180,000 more. And you've got till the end of this week, Friday, to get that $100 incentive.